CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 12th of April 2020. Easter Sunday. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. IAIU turns 95, EMC help is on hand, Commonwealth War Graves Commission at NRC. Saturday the 18th of April is World Amateur Radio Day, this year marking the 95th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Around the world, amateur radio special event stations will mark the event on the air, starting on the 18th at 0000 UTC, and continuing until the 19th at 23:59. The theme this year is celebrating amateur radio's contribution to society, and the COVID-19 pandemic cast the event in a different light from what it has been in years past. IAIU President Tim Allen, V6SH/G4HUA, says, quote, "A few short weeks ago, many of us could not imagine the levels of isolation that we are now dealing with and the sacrifices of many on the front lines of the pandemic. As we have done in past challenges to our society, amateur radio will play a key part in keeping people connected and assisting those who need support," unquote. Looking for help with an EMC problem, the RSGB's EMC webpage has a range of resources that will help, including guidance on several EMC issues and helpful leaflets to download from the RSGB site. The RSGB's YouTube channel also has the RFI Clinic 2019 convention lecture by the EMC committee's John Rogers, M0JAV, and David Lauder, G0SNO. Take a look at the 2019 convention playlist on YouTube. A few weeks ago, the Commonwealth War Graves Commission visited the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park to make a film about the B2 Mark III spy net on display in the foyer. The video features RSGB member John Ellerton, G3NCN, and can be viewed on YouTube. From the 13th of April, Matt, M0PTO, will be uploading videos to YouTube for a new course called Lockdown Morse. The YouTube channel is youtube.be/, unfortunately this is a jumble of letters, RWDQG8BCSQM, best to use a search engine, I think. He has also created a Facebook page for the course at facebook.com/lockdownmorse. The RSGB has released onto its YouTube channel a video by the Society's Propagation Studies Committee entitled Understanding HF Propagation. It looks at sunspots, ionospheric layers, critical frequencies, solar flares and much more. You can see that also on YouTube, stroke the RSGB. Nordics on the Air was scheduled to be held this weekend. It was postponed because of COVID-19 pandemic on the Youth NOTA camp. There would have been two HF stations with the call sign LA1 YOTA, spreading the voice of youth all around the world. Even though the camp is not going to happen, there will be a NOTA activation schedule from the 10th onwards. Look for SK8 YOTA on the 12th and TF3 YOTA on the 13th. The RSGB HF Contest Committee has just completed a survey, which was open to all, to help determine its strategy during the COVID-19 pandemic. Questions focused on two issues. Firstly, how best to proceed with its flagship IOTA contest in 2020, and second, whether or not there was a mandate for introducing a temporary HF contest series to provide some entertainment and support to RSGB members and others who are currently staying at home. The committee had 656 survey respondents, of whom just less than half are regular RSGB HF contest participants. You can read the results on the RSGB pages. The RSGB has decided to postpone all Train the Trainer courses for this year. It had been planned to run up to July, so the team will start rescheduling them when the pandemic situation improves and full travel is restored. ICOM has announced that delivery of the new IC705HF to 430 MHz all-mode 10-watt transceiver, which was scheduled to be released in March, has been pushed back to later this year because of the pandemic which has delayed the delivery of some components. More information will be posted on their website and via social media in the fullness of time. A long silent repeater in Birmingham has successfully been reactivated. GB3BM is on 145.7125 megs with 67 Hz CTCSS tone. In the current situation of everybody being at home a great deal more than usual, this will no doubt be very welcome news to amateurs in the area. Don't forget that voting for the RSGB elections is still open. If you've struggled to find your membership number, the Society's made it easier for you by adding it to the right-hand sidebar of your members page when you log in. This is your opportunity to choose who you want to be part of the RSGB board and help lead the Society over the next few years. The special web pages at rsgb.org/AGM have details of calling notice resolutions, candidate statements and information about how to vote. Internet voting closes at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 23rd of April. The RSGB has a coronavirus update page that brings together some great ideas as well as its important announcements. Take a look at the site on the RSGB main pages. Now for the contest news. Due to social distancing and movement precautions around the world, most contest organisers are not accepting entries for multi-operator groups or from portable stations. Check the rules before taking part. Today the 12th, the first 50 megs contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Work Till Britain Data Contest takes place from 1000 to 1400 and 1700 to 2100 UTC today the 12th. All data modes except machine-generated CW may be used, but it's expected that most contacts will be RTTY, PSK or FT8. The exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 22nd of April. See their sign work-all-britain.org.uk. On Monday, the Irish 70 SEMS Counties Contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC using FM MSSB. That's followed by the 2 metres County Contest from 1330 to 1500 UTC. SSB only, the exchange for both contests is signal report and serial number, with EIs and GIs also exchanging their county. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. That's followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is for both is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80-metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. SSB only, the exchange signal report and serial number. Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 SSB only, exchange signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the first machine-generated modes contest runs from 1400 UTC on the 18th to 1400 on the 19th, using 50 and 144 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and your four-character locator. The YUDX contest runs from 0700 UTC on the 18th to 0659 UTC on the 19th. More information at yudx.yu1srs.org.rs. Finally, don't forget the RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See the RSGB contest for more. That's rsgbcc.org/hf. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA G3YLA and G4BAO. Sunspot Group 2759, as reported last week, never really amounted to much and vanished before it got to the solar disk's edge. The matter from a solar coronal hole did hit the Earth last weekend, as we predicted, sending the KP index to 4 in the early hours of Saturday. Even though we don't have any sunspots, we're now benefiting from seasonal changes in the ionosphere and longer days, of course. Monday's 80-metre CW Club Championship contest saw the critical frequency stay comfortably above 4 megs, which guaranteed a lively event with high scores all round. Stations in the Netherlands, Czech Republic, Sweden and France joined in, which made for some head-scratching for amateurs expecting to hear mostly UK-based call signs. But daytime on HF is still a bit lacklustre as we continue towards sunspot minimum. Next week, NOAA predicts more of the same, with the solar flux index pegged at 68 and zero sunspots. The Solar Dynamics Observatory spacecraft showed a large coronal hole was Earth-facing on Thursday, which suggests we might get disrupted conditions over the weekend. Although we don't know the solar matter's expected BZ signature, if its locked-in magnetic field shows a strong south-facing BZ component, we can expect it to couple strongly with the Earth's magnetic field, resulting in a raised KP index. So look out for the possibility of a pre-auroral enhancement at first, and then auroral conditions on 10 metres as it progresses. Meanwhile, there are signs that this year's sporadic e-season could soon warm up. Some Spanish low-power beacons have been spotted on 10, but they're currently quite weak. We expect e's conditions to improve towards the end of the April/early May, with daily short-skip openings out to around 1,500 miles. So it's a good time to make sure your 10-metre antennas are working properly before the e's season starts. Now the VHF and up propagation. In a general sense, this period of weather is essentially high pressure driven, except for a couple of brief incursions from low pressure systems. Easter weekend sees the first by a low drifting from the north, with April showers and some rain scatter potential. This is followed by a high moving from northwest Scotland, southeast into Germany, and again producing some good tropo potential, which may well coincide with the 70 cems UKAC on Tuesday evening, so a good result. The second half of the week's model shows a low moving from the south and affecting the southern half of the UK, bringing some showery rain, perhaps thundery, so again more rain scatter on the microwave frequencies. Lastly, the following weekend sees high pressure returning to Scotland and later the North Sea with further tropo options. As we're pushing well into April, we can expect to see the new sporadic e-season developing in the next couple of weeks, and the Easter Sunday 50 megs contest could well flush out any early stirrings. Meanwhile, we're close to lunar perigee, losses are low, but moon declination is minimum on Tuesday. Moon visibility windows are just a few hours at low elevation, making EME difficult due to ground noise. Added to this is high 144 meg sky noise in the first part of the week, making it a poor week for EME. This Thursday sees the start of the Lyrids meteor shower, so we're coming out of the period of low meteor activity. Keep checking around dawn for the best random meteor contacts. Overall, it's a good week for activity on VHF, UHF bands. That's all from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me also until next week.